This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you're a fan of space or space travel or rockets or, and stay with me here, prize-incentivized innovation, you have probably heard of the XPRIZE, right? The best known was the Ansari XPRIZE, I'd guess. Get some of the credit for helping the commercial space industry get going. But there are other XPRIZEs out there, including this week the announcement of finalists for the Carbon XPRIZE, of which there will eventually be two winners of a $7.5 million grand prize to convert CO2, carbon dioxide, into something usable and economically worthwhile. Marketplace's Jed Kim has that story from the sustainability desk.
How's it going?
Gaurav Sant studies the materials of modern construction.
Things like cement, things like concrete, things like steel, things that are used to build stuff.
He's a civil engineer at UCLA, and he's always concerned with the usefulness of things. He questions the utility of solids, gases, his lab workers.
Are you doing anything useful?
Yay.
Right now, he's leading a team that's made it to the final round in an XPRIZE. They've made the cut by remaking concrete. Concrete is ubiquitous. Since ancient times, it's been the literal foundation of our built world, and producing it is believed to create 5% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. So with his team at UCLA, Sant has developed a new form of cement that, when exposed to carbon dioxide, actually captures the carbon and uses it to harden the concrete. And that's where it stays. If someday it gets used widely, it could play a big role in fighting climate change.
Globally, if you imagine that this becomes the standard of construction tomorrow, you're talking about maybe a billion and a half tons of CO2 sequestration annually.
The XPRIZE money would be a bonus if Sant's team wins, but his lab's already spent at least twice that much to develop this stuff. Finalist teams are all working on brand new processes that capture a lot of carbon and not just store it in the ground. Instead, they convert the pollution into valuable material like chemicals, plastics, fuels. And that's where the real money is. Marcus Extivore directs the competition at XPRIZE. He says saleability is key to winning.
We look at what is the global size of that market, how many tons per year of that stuff are bought and sold. The idea being that if a team can sell into a large market, then in principle they could get more CO2 into products and into the economy.
Some estimates put the value of the carbon recycling market at $1 trillion by 2030. Matt Lucas is with the Center for Carbon Removal.
The reason it's so big is because there's so many different products that you can turn carbon emissions into. And so when you can touch so many major commodities, you have a huge market potential.
He says right now there are more than 50 startups working on carbon recycling in North America, and that the attention the XPRIZE competition gets could drive a lot more. In the meantime, Sant's team is working towards the finish. That means scaling up their process by 10 times for a demonstration at a Wyoming coal power plant. The $7.5 million prize would be pretty sweet, but Sant says,
you don't compete in these competitions for money. There's a higher purpose than money in it.
But the money would be a nice, concrete reward. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.